share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. We have all had that moment where we got into a heated argument with a colleague in front of everyone in the office. But the question is, when you realize later on that it was you who was wrong, what would you do? World of Buzz decided to ask the CEO of a startup company, Lizabeth DeCruz, who shared some hacks on what to do. Lizabeth previously did some research on workplace apologies, and to her surprise it actually worked. So she now swears by these methods. Step 1, bro. I cocked up big time. The first step is owning up to your mistake. Admit you messed up. Come into terms with what you've done and be straightforward without beating around the bush. Say something like, I just realized I screwed up. I yelled at you in front of our colleagues without getting my facts straight. Step 2, no resting bitch face. Show some emotions and be sensitive. Don't be too matter of fact with your apology. Show remorse in your face. Do not frown or fold your arms. Basically, don't be too serious and strictly no resting bitch face. Say something like, I realized what happened must have embarrassed and upset you. Step 3, where is the undo button on this? Ask your colleague, how can you make the situation better and how can you guys get back to being friends again? Don't assume or decide on what you think would be the best remedy. This would show that you are genuine in wanting to make amends by taking your colleague's feelings and opinion into consideration. Step 4, I'm so sorry, law. It's now time to say that difficult word. Sorry. There is no such thing as a perfect apology. As long as it is a genuine one, you're good to go. You may want to make a public apology in front of the people who observed the original event. Step 5, wanna have lunch, ah? As a nice way to bookend your peace offering, take your colleague out for a meal. It makes a lot of difference when you hang out with your colleagues in a casual and laid-back atmosphere. Contrary to Asian behavior, which is usually to close an eye rather than to face hard situations head-on, these 5 steps will ensure no boats are rocked and no bridges are burnt. As we spend 9 hours of our day together, it is healthy to maintain a civil work relationship. Elizabeth's take is that if we put aside our differences and ego, we can all make the office a better place to be in. Also read, man in Indonesia stabs colleague to death after he was made fun of for being ugly. Source. Pixabay source. Pixabay source. Pixabay source. Pixabay source. Pixabay. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.